fingers of agony.
You've been listening to Tana Radio with host Malaku, and this is CITR 101.9 FM on this beautiful Sunday morning, which is trying so hard to be sunny. We're transitioning now into Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. I'm your host, Danya. Please call in today. The number here is 822-2487. Kol Noredi is a world music show, for whatever that means. International music from all six corners of the world. And we're going to focus today on some gorgeous music from Spain. A lot of flamenco today. First two sets will be flamenco of mixed styles and forms, beginning first with more traditional strains and then gearing off into some flamenco that has been mixed around and fused up and mashed up and made into something kind of new. And then our last set here will be a complete takeoff into a medley of music that is just beautiful, may not particularly may be seamless sort of match in terms of melodies and places and spaces, but somehow in some way these melodies seem to just mesh somehow. So that'll be the last set of music. But again, we're going to begin with some flamenco from Sevilla. You're listening again to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to begin with some bulerías. This is Bulerías de Manolo Caracol. The musician is Faraón, beautiful singer. Enjoy.
Ole, Pepe, asa, ole, tan bueno. Primores, primores, primores.
su gitana en el moño caracole.
Eso bueno, ¡ale!
Por la calle va esto, va que yo quiero. Por la calle va esto, va que yo quiero. No te he visto la cara, prima, por el sombrero. Por el sombrero. Ya no me enamoro más. Ya me enamoré dos veces. Yo no me enamoro más. Porque tengo por entender que el hombre que se enamora y se vuelve majareta perdido, que majareta, ay, majareta, majareta, ta, 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 ta.
That was Faraón with Bulerías de Manolo Caracol. And, well, flamenco was born from a cultural mix that occurred in the history of Andalusia. And it was an artistic expression that was truly born to the people. And it has its roots in many places and many cultures, including Greek culture, which I have just read about this morning, and many passages from certain sculptures and artwork and paintings here dating back to even 100 BC make reference to this art form. And the very, very beginnings of proof of this art form referred to the rhythms of castanets from Bética and swaying with Cadiz rhythms. This was early proof of the inhabitants in Spain's taste for rhythmic dances and the music of these Roman provinces at the time. And flamenco also contains information on Greek and Roman influences when we're looking at classical styles. Some were hidden away until the birth of the liturgical Byzantine canticles in the Middle Ages. Composer Manuel de Falla particularly found the connection in features such as the melody and the descending minor scale and the popular assimilation of the Gregorian canticles as part of liturgical ceremonies left a melodic print as well as a touch of the Orient. Hindu reminiscences cannot be denied, neither by theoreticians nor by artists themselves. Interesting. And I'm reading here, I'm just sort of pulling out little excerpts from the website www.flamenco-world.com. There's a fascinating history here, and that sort of branches into, that takes several branches off in terms of exploration of the roots of flamenco. and the Arabic domination over Al-Andalus in 711 to 1492 until the Inquisition implanted in the region many political, social, and economic changes, as well as innovations in art and new ways of living. And after more than seven centuries of cohabitation, its influence on the music could not be a coincidence. And a clear example of this can be found in the parallel between the modulations of flamenco, such as Toñas and Segurillas, and the Muslim praying calls, as well as the rhythm from both banks. And as the Arabic Empire as such, they're dissipated with the Inquisition. Other influences were permeating the interconnection between both sides of the border. Christian Arabic was nothing new, and in fact, Christianity had always been present in Al-Andalus. Testimonials of this coexistence are the Zechel and the Mozarabic Yarcha, defined by the Dictionary of the Real Academia Española de la Lengua as traditional song, often a ballad, with which from Andalusia Arabs or Hebrew poets ended their Moachshachas, which were poetic compositions.
Ya está que me contuviera.
Vale. A major development in the gestation of what's currently known as flamenco would take place at the same time, the arrival into Spain of the European gypsies. The oldest document stating this migrating wave, signed by Alfonso the Magnanimous, dates back to 1425. And the possibility that they penetrated before via Africa is not ruled out. This would support the theory that they came from Egypt and would also explain the etymological origin of the word, gypsy, Egyptano. According to the most accepted theories, gypsies come from Punjab, a region in northwest India, from where they started a long exodus between the 7th and 14th century due to unknown reasons. And this migration resulted in the scattering of groups of these nomads all over the old continent. The gypsies that established themselves in the south of the Iberian Peninsula were faced with a rich folklore from Andalusia that they apparently assimilated to then interpret it according to their own cultural characteristics, also of an Oriental background. Investigators such as Pierre Lefranc allude to a supposed symbiosis between the gypsies and the Muslim, these being Muslims that, although converted to Christianity to prevent expulsion, managed to maintain the musical tradition of the area. And there is an idea that, although generally accepted, is nevertheless subject to some questioning, and states that gypsies' contribution to flamenco relies more on the face of mimesis and interpretation and less on the actual creation itself. And so the trace of flamenco dilutes in the three centuries that follows, during which Seville became the uproaring epicenter of European business, having been the entry point of America, later passing on this duty to Cadiz. And the close communications between both sides of the Atlantic not only enable the overseas commerce, but also served as a channel for cultural exchange. And this initiates an onwards trip taken by cantes and dancing expressions from Andalusia that, after going through a native and half-caste sieve would then bring back guajiras, milongas, colombianas, rumbas, all of which were then made popular at the beginning of the 20th century by outstanding flamenco singers of the time. In any case, that's just a little bit about the history of flamenco here. Again, you can check out flamencoworld.com. That's flamenco-world.com. And it's a very comprehensive, fascinating website with information as well about the various forms of flamenco. And so what I played first, again, was a bulerias. And among the flamenco rhythms, the bulerias remains supreme as the favorite fiesta rhythm. It is highly complex rhythmically, with many variations and a rich tapestry of guitar, dance, and song effects. All right, so that was bulerias. And now, on to some more flamenco. This is off of an album called Flamencas Geniales. And I'm going to play a piece by La Paquera de Jerez. You're listening to Col Nodedi here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was a Sevillanas. The Sevillanas is a couple's dance and usually danced by groups during the Feria de Sevilla. However, it has made its way into discos as a popular dance form in recent years. It's highly structured. Its six-count rasguardo, marking compás, is the same as the first six counts of that of the Fandangos de Huelva. So that what you just heard again was a Sevillanas before we listened to Bulerias. And I can't help but often when I listen to flamenco, it seems that something in there is so Jewish. Some of these, the more kind of haunting strains of the music, just feels like there's some sort of Jewish connection. And, well, in fact, there's a reason for that. Flamenco actually has deep Jewish roots, in addition to its Indian, Greek, Roman, and Persian influences. And Andalusian music is an amalgam of Arabic music with Hindu, Greek, Hebrew, Persian influences, as well as the local folk music and dances dating back to Phoenician and Roman times. Following the Spanish recapture of Granada and the conversion and expulsion of its Jews and Muslims, flamenco became a voice of protest of dissenting Christians, outlaws, Jews, Muslims, and other social outcasts who did not fit into the new political order. Jews are forced to convert to Christianity or leave Spain, and gypsies are forced to settle down and put an end to their nomadic lifestyle. Further, after the 1492 expulsion, a Jewish voice resurfaced in flamenco. And here I'm reading a quote. "The plaintive wailing of religious prayer, now forbidden, became the secular ay of the conversos," who were Jews who were forced to convert to Christianity, "with the notable exception of the saeta. The saeta sung today during Holy Week dates back centuries and is generally agreed to have Jewish origins. And one can imagine the converso singing in a very traditional manner for them, but changing the words to provide their new faith and Christian devotion, singing, no doubt, with extra verve and passion to dispel any doubts of their sincerity. There are also strong similarities between certain synagogal chants and some early forms of cante flamenco." And in fact, you can really hear those liturgical crossovers in Radio Tarifa, the group, one group who I really, really love, a flamenco group. A section of the article that this little excerpt is responding to concerns the Peteneras form of flamenco, which is likely linked to the Sephardim, who are Jews from originating from the Middle East and the Iberian Peninsula, who settled in Turkey and other Middle Eastern countries. And the Peteneras, writes the author, was passed down through the generations since the 1492 exile. And another hint as to Peteneras' Jewish origins is that even today, many gypsies refuse to sing or dance Peteneras. The music's status as unlucky may be rooted in the long history of persecution of the Sephardic Jews. So that's an interesting little thought there, tracing the Jewish origins of certain forms, I suppose, of flamenco music. And here, moving along, again, you're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Abba and Yaeli, for phoning in. I'm happy you're listening. We're going to move right on into some more flamenco with a piece by De Madera. It's called La Enredadera. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, or somewhat so. Enjoy. This is Kol Nodadi. Wow, I love her. I can't get enough. That's La Tobala. What a voice she has. That piece was called En La Junquera. And I'm just looking at the album back here, and it says Alboria. It seems that after every piece, there's sort of a description of the flamenco form in which the song follows. So that was an alboria. I'm not sure exactly what that is. And in any case, that's La Tobala again that you're hearing here. This album is called Lenguaje Puro. And I play this over and over at home. She is amazing, and I hope to find more of her music. Not too much that I found about her online. I just picked up the CD in Spain. And amazing. In any case, before La Tobala, we were listening to De Madera. And now, our last flamenco piece in this hour, Diego Carrasco with a piece called Nana de Colores. You're listening to Cornodi Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM.
Verde, azul, canela y fuego. Que yo no tengo
rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Tiene colores que yo ni sueño. Tú que sabes palabritas que yo no entiendo.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro.
Rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro. Rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego. Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro. Rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego. Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro. Rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego. Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta.
You've been listening to CITR 101.9, Col Nodo Di, and I've sort of merged two sets until they are seamless. I realized that, in fact, my first two sets of my show were not so different in terms of types of flamenco forms. Well, basically, I had planned two flamenco sets. The first one I thought would be a little bit more traditional in flavor and in composure. And the second set I had planned to be a little bit more fused and mixed, although they just seem to fuse and mix into each other, these two sets. In any case, isn't this beautiful? What you're listening to now is from actually a mixed album called the Viva Flamenco. So it's a compilation of various artists. What we just heard before was Diego Carrasco with a piece called Nana de Colores. And as I mentioned, we're going to end the show kind of mixing it up completely, shifting gears, and taking it to a last few songs that are kind of pop, but have not that I have anything in essence against pop, but it does take me a lot to just gravitate towards any kind of pop. And so we're going to begin with some Etniks, one of the older rock groups from rock pop groups from Israel. And I chose this because of the rhythm and the gorgeous guitar strumming. So this is Etniks. And I believe it's off of an album put out in 1989 or so, quite old. So enjoy. This is Etniks on Col Nodo Di 101.9 FM. That was Ethniques. And in fact, this album was not from 1989. The band was formed in 1989. I knew there's an 89 in there. In fact, this album is a 2002 album, much newer than I thought. And it's called 13. And produced by Sultan label. And in fact, they're the oldest continuously operating band in Israel. And of course, like all other Israeli music, to some degree is a mix of Oriental and Western melodies, for whatever that means, really. I mean, it's hard to dissect. I mean, it's so built into the fabric, into the context of this music, that it seems strange to pull out the various elements. But true, it does seem that especially Israeli pop is somehow infused or born out of certain strains of music and cultures, undoubtedly. In any case, that was Ethniques. And what do we have time for here? Not much. I'm going to choose one last piece from this final set that I had planned. Federico Obel. And, well, let's give them a listen. They are, I believe, a duo. In any case, I'm going to play off of an album called Panamericana. And no, totally not a duo, but I heard a beautiful woman's voice singing on this piece that I'm going to play. So I guess the piece I'm going to play is a beautiful duo. Federico Obel is an Argentine singer-songwriter, and his music blends a variety of genres and style: Jamaican dub and reggae, American ambient and hip-hop, Mexican bolero, Argentine tango. So it's a real synthesis of styles from throughout the Americas. So let's give it a listen. This is Federico Obel with some unknown, anonymous, beautiful woman singing in there as well. And it's from the album Panamericana. This brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening to Kol Nonadi, Nomadic Voice. Thanks to Ian for phoning in, and to Yaeli, and to Abba. Thanks for calling in, and enjoy. Have a wonderful week, and see you next Sunday, same time, same place, 11 to 12, for Kol Nonadi. This is Federico Obel.